Everybody, it's Libby again, and I want to cover something super important. So important that this is worth saving you, or this can save you, $80,000 a year. And that's just being generous. So what is it? It's two parts to recruiting. So it's it is the quality of applicant and then the time saving aspect of doing stacked interviews. And I'm going to get into detail about what these are and how this is a partnership when it comes to WooRecruit and the recruitment Sherpas. So let's get into quality. So this is different to every single person when it comes to quality. Why? Well, a quality applicant is different to everyone. So this is where it's really big on the partnership. So right? If you don't like the quality that we're providing, that is up to you or your office manager to communicate that back to us. Because again, quality is different to everyone. It's very subjective. If your office manager, or even if you find yourself complaining about the quality of your applicants, I would suggest that maybe you check, are you doing enough communicating back to your account manager, your recruitment Sherpa? Or do you know what a quality applicant actually looks like to your business? A lot of people say, oh, I just want someone that shows up, or I just want someone that's going to work. But that doesn't really give us the values, characteristics, or traits of a quality applicant. And so when I'm going to share some of these things with you, it might seem a little direct. It may seem, you know, a little harsh, but I'm telling you this because I have the information, the data, and the experience to know what works. We've helped cleaning companies grow to revenues they've never seen, and we can do this for you, but it requires an open line of communication and also understanding of what you need from that applicant and then directly communicating that back to us. So let's talk about the quality of your applicant and what can you do to help us understand this, or what can we do and you do. So there are two things that you can do to really improve the quality of your applicant. The first thing you can do is you can adjust your ad, or we can adjust your ad. This will affect who it attracts. But again, we have to know what to put in the ad. You need to know what your employee avatar looks like. And if you have not done this exercise, I have a training. I'll drop the link in on building an employee avatar. We were taught to do this for customers, but we don't ever do this for employees. And we know that they're more valuable than customers. And then the second thing you can do to adjust the quality of your applicant is the application. Adjust the application. That's who we're allowing through. So my tip is you do not want to adjust both at the same time because you're not going to know what works. And if we make too many adjustments, it's going to cause friction and it's going to drive up your recruiting cost. They're going to get super expensive. The smallest adjustments can make the biggest differences. We don't want to make it too difficult because again, it's going to drive up costs and we don't want to overcomplicate it. If you're thinking about saying, oh, well, I want to add an assessment in front to filter out my quality, do not do it. I've done it. My industry friends have done it. My ex-partner, Paul, has done it. And it creates so much friction that it will hurt your company. Do not put an assessment in front of your recruiting. There are many reasons why. One, that it causes that friction, drives cost, but also we don't know what the fingerprint was made from for these assessments. Were they made for like C-suite and management level hires, or were they made for a cleaning technician? They weren't. And unless you have $100,000 to create your own fingerprint, do not use them up front. Use an assessment maybe at the interview or once they're hired to understand that applicant and learn how to communicate and learn how they work. But do not use them, these assessments, to filter out your applicants. Getting our jobs in front of 165 million applicants, I can tell you, I know that this stuff does not work, or what does work. So you want to make sure that you either look at your ad or look at your application, but you don't want to adjust both at the same time. You don't want to add an assessment in front. An example of what I did in WootRecruit or in Organize It was I added two qualifying questions additional to our application to get better quality applicants, for organize it to fit our values. We don't want to add too many, add maybe one or two qualifiers, or you go and adjust the ad. We don't want a ton of open-ended questions. What we've done in WooRecruit over the last month is we've put heat maps on the back of some of your careers pages, some of your applications, to watch the way the applicant moves through your application. We are doing so much behind the scenes to learn and be better and better. And what we saw is applicants dropping off at extremely high rates with open-ended questions. Open-ended questions are great for the interview, not so much for an application. We can have some, but we can't have too many. Again, it will drive up our recruiting cost. But you need to learn what an actual qualified or quality looks like to you, so then you can then communicate that back to your recruitment Sherpa, so that we can then add that into the ad or into the application. We don't know. Every single person is different. And so we don't know. We set it up with the like basis of our recruiting system or process. And then it takes communication from the business, from the owner, from the hiring manager to ever so slightly make those tweaks until you find that perfect fit, right? It doesn't just happen like that. It doesn't. If it was, I'd be a billionaire and all you guys would be billionaires as well, because we would never have a recruiting issue. And there is no easy button. If you're looking for it, it doesn't exist. But we could get you pretty darn close. Again, the reason for this is that quality looks different to everyone. But the real reason that this is so hard for most of us is because we don't know what we're looking for. We don't know. And when someone we just all say, oh, I want someone who just shows up, who just wants to work. But that does not give us the detail that we need to attract great candidates to your company. And it does not tell us what those values are, traits are, or characteristics when we're just saying, I just need anybody, somebody that shows up. And from here, right, that was quality. How do I improve the quality? You have two ways: who I attract or who I let through. Next is the interview. A lot of people are like, well, I don't want to interview all the time. It's a waste of time. I have better things to do. That, from a business owner standpoint, might be a culture realignment of the interviewing. We are in the business of recruiting if you own a cleaning or a lawn care company, because the person who can recruit, attract, and hire and retain the best talent will win. So our office needs to look at our home service companies, our cleaning companies, like recruitment companies. And so we need to really shift the way that they think if they're thinking that way. So this here, our stacked interviews, is the most valuable 30 minutes of your entire business, of your entire career, right? It can save you up to $80,000 a year doing the stacked interview maximizer. And it can save you about $12,000 in admin tasks. Chris did the math for me, right? And we can also avoid costly hires doing stacked interviews. And you're going to be like, but why if I have some unqualified? Well, why? Because you have volume. You have people to pick from. We are no longer desperate. But again, it goes back to, what do you know exactly what you're looking for? And then we can fill the positions faster without sacrificing quality, because we can now choose. So let's dive into what the stacked interview maximizer is. If you're using WooRecruit and you're not using this way of hiring, interviewing, you are wasting a ton of money and time, business owners. It is not efficient to interview the old fashioned way with one-off interviews. So the stacked interview maximizer, where this is the way WooRecruit teaches people to recruit. And I'm just going to show you how we do this. And well, my drawing is not very good. I need to take drawing classes over, but at least makes for a great show. So I'm going to show you the way we recruit, the way we're supposed to do this. Here we go. In WooRecruit. It's very simple. Okay. Very simple the way we do it. And I'm going to move my camera over just a hair, or get it to follow me. So what do? You have to use the hiring booklets. This is key. The hiring booklets are key, and it starts from the top, right? The hiring booklets, we have a training on it. This, I will make sure I drop it in here, but these are the booklets about your business. So stacked interviews, you're stacking as many people as you can in a 15-minute spot. At Organize It, we allow 30 people in one spot. Why do I allow 30 people? Well, if I have a 50% no-show rate, I mean, then that means at most I'm going to have 15 people. I mean, is that a bad thing? It's not. But how do you...
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WootRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.
Handle this. I did a demo with someone yesterday and they almost lost their mind when they're like, oh my God, I can't handle 15 people. But you're in a deficit. They need to hire 5 people today. So it's not a bad thing. And it's the most efficient way to interview. So hiring booklets first. These are the cheap little books. You have all the information in your company because it's the job description. It's your core values. It's what you do. It's your services. It's about your company. Print it off, put it in clear sleeves, put it in a 3-prong pretty binder with a cover sheet and call it a day. Make 10 of them, right? Hiring booklets. The next part. And so when everyone comes in, they're going to have a seat and you're like, great, have a book, have a book, have a book, have a book. They're going to be reading about your company. Let them do that. Every part of WootRecruit is made for a reason. It's to maximize time. It's for efficiency. It's for scale. And those hiring booklets cut down your interview time tremendously. The other thing is, are they reading it or are they playing on their phone? Do they know how to read? I know we all have work orders. It is a great part of the interview process, but we're so fixated on questions. What question should I ask? Who cares about the questions? Hiring booklets. Can they read it? How fast are they reading it? Did they read it? You'll know once you take them back for the interview if they read it. And then next after that, we're going to do the qualifiers. Just going to put a cue there for qualifiers. What are your qualifiers? Your deal breakers, right? You have a car. Great. Do you have insurance? Yes. Okay, great. Let's go back and I'll do the one-to-one interview with you now. One at a time. Why am I re-asking the qualifiers? People lie. People lie. Or maybe the question wasn't clear enough. Oh, you have access to a car. I share it with my mom. That's not access to a car. So qualifiers, again, do the qualifiers. And if they do not qualify, do not interview them. After this is the they sell. I'm just going to put they for short. They sell. They sell you on why they should work there. They sell you on their past achievements, on their values. And then if you're sold, then this is where you sell. That's where you sell. You sell the job now. Everybody, my competitors are like, oh, we do it like WooRecruit. We do stacked interviews too. No, because group interviews. No, because group interviews, you still start with the sale. And then you have no way to do one-to-one interviews, right? I have a competitor who ripped off my exact hiring booklet framework. I'm like, seriously? I own this term. I coined it. There was nobody doing this. But this is how you interview efficiently and quickly. So who cares if you have a high no-show rate? As long as you have some people coming, right? Who cares if you get a couple that are not qualified? But out of 15, maybe 10 are. And now I'm not stuck with 2. So typically the old way of interviewing is one-to-one interviews, which is horrible. But the old way of interviews is typically you sell the job right away. And by you just right away selling the job and how great it is, you're cheapening your own job. You're cheapening the experience. Do it this way, right? Hiring booklets. Qualifiers, they sell you, you sell them. And when we do it the old-fashioned way, one-to-one interviews, you're selling them. It's exhausting. It's not efficient. That's why it takes you an hour to do an interview. Most of our customers can do this process and interview 5 or 10 people in a 30 to 45 minute slot. And if your applicants have to wait for you to interview them, that's fine. Let them wait. Someone said, but someone walked out the other day while they were waiting. Great. It's part of qualifying them. It's part of the process. Let them walk out. They probably would have, if you would have hired them, walked off the job or not showed up. Every single part of this is part of the process. And you have to follow it to get the real value from our recruitment Sherpas. They need to know what your perfect qualified applicant looks like and what those values are, what those traits are. Running these stacked interviews is the way to do it for scale and efficiency and speed without sacrificing quality of your interview. And I want to tell you a story. So I did a demo yesterday with a lawn care company. And he's like, well, what makes you different? I use my payroll provider. They give me an ATS, like a plug-in solution. And I said, well, we're not an ATS, which is an applicant tracking system. And he said, well, what makes you different? He goes, I post on Indeed. And 3 days later, I got 72 applications. I'm like, oh, that's great. How many days did you say went by? He goes, 3. I said, okay. And then, so he got 72 applications. 72 applications. And 72. But he let him sit there for 3 days. Well, we all know that a great applicant is only on the market for 6 days, right? And he posted it organically, so it's not costing him anything. I was like, okay. And I said, out of the 72 applications, how long did it take you to vet them? He said it took 9 to 10 hours of work. And I asked him, how much do you pay the person that did that an hour? He goes, I'm not going to tell you. It's way too much money. So I'm imagining it was at least a $15 to $20 an hour person. 9 to 10 hours took them almost a whole day and a half. A day and a quarter, right? And I said, okay, out of that, we had 8 interviews. I can't write sideways. 8 interviews scheduled. 8 interviews scheduled. And out of that, how many showed up? 2. And I said, out of that, how many worked out? He said, none. And then they had to start all over again. But he didn't spend anything on Indeed, he said. He was proud of that. So this is what makes our process different. This is the old-fashioned way of losing your mind and hating recruiting, of recruiting being expensive and always feeling like you're in a deficit, always trying to get out of a hole, always understaffed. And it's the definition, right? One-on-one interviews, you selling them, letting applications sit there for 3 days, spending 8 to 10 hours to go through them, call them, schedule an interview, schedule 8 interviews and only 2 to show up for none of them to work out is literally the definition of insanity and inefficiency. So it does not have to be this way. It doesn't. I promise you, if you follow our process, if you communicate with your recruitment Sherpas, we can provide you results. We do recruiting for some of the largest commercial cleaning, residential cleaning, lawn care, and landscaping companies around. Some of the largest. And those ships were hard to turn because a lot of red tape, a lot of people involved, but they're doing it and they're scaling and they're growing. So if you think that you're wasting time interviewing, stacked interviews, letting all those people, you're not. You're not wasting time. I need you to follow the process. So hopefully you're following the process. If you're not, I am dedicating time to rebuilding the Woot Recruit Academy. I will make sure that you get the hiring booklet training. I will make sure you get the stacked interviews. But what I need from you is open communication. I also need you to check your office managers, your hiring managers. And if you're an office manager or hiring manager, check yourself. Are you communicating? Because doing it the old fashioned way, I hate to tell everybody this. Some people are going to hate me when I say this, is job security. A lot of HR reps don't like us because they think we're going to take their job. This is the most inefficient thing in the world. Don't pay someone to do this. Not when we have technology and automations and we have systems and we have processes. But for some people, they look at it like job security. Meanwhile, if you use our process to the D, I had an HR manager. I was on a franchise webinar for a franchise. I had an HR manager said, I was so skeptical of you. I've been in HR 10 years. You're the best thing I've ever used in my life because now I can focus on giving those applicants a great interview experience or a great onboarding experience. And I don't have to do all this crazy legwork on the front end. And so if you are a manager or an owner thinking, oh, I can do it myself, or I don't need to follow their whole process, right? Don't divert. It's made for a reason. Again, highly communicate with us. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you hate. We're here, but we also have the data and the backing to let you know what's working really well for other people in your same industry.
Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built Woot Recruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WootRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.